Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. In the U.S., 1 out of 5 households don't use a dishwasher because they think it uses more water and energy than washing by hand. So we wanted to test this out. Is hand washing really more efficient than using a dishwasher? Alina Coleman and Molly McGid from our Possibly team put this question to the test. Welcome, Alina and Molly.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what did you find out?
Well, we went to Molly's house because she has a dishwasher.
I told my roommates to stop washing their dishes for a few days, so we had a stack of dirty dishes at the ready.
We put a 5-gallon bucket beneath the faucet and measured the temperature of the warm water. Molly got ready to wash the dishes.
I've got a new sponge for this.
I mean, it's just crazy to see fully how much water you're actually using.
Usually the water just goes down the drain. You don't have to think about the total amount that you're using.
Okay, so how much water did you end up using to wash those dishes?
Molly used 3 full buckets, which totaled 15 gallons of water.
Based on the temperature of that water, we were able to calculate that heating it with gas released about 900 grams of CO2.
How does that compare to the water and energy used by the dishwasher?
Well, I have a newer dishwasher made by Bosch, and according to the company's calculations, a typical wash cycle uses about 1 gallon of water and releases about 260 grams of CO2.
That means that when we hand washed the dishes, we used 15 times more water and about 4 times more energy than the dishwasher.
Wow! So everyone should just use their dishwasher?
Yes, and according to our research, even older dishwashers still have better water and energy use than hand washing. And you can save even more if you don't pre-rinse your dishes and just scrape off any food scraps.
But if you don't have a dishwasher, or you're washing a set of fancy china by hand, you can fill a bin in the sink with hot, soapy water.
That'll use less water and energy because the faucet isn't constantly running, and you only have to change the water when it gets dirty.
Great! Thanks, Alina and Molly. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.